Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
With the Beths, if you could gather by that sting that we just played. Beths were just trying to remember where that happened. In that hazy moment right after you won your big awards.
Yeah, we just remembered it was we had big, huge prize energy in the media room where you get shuffled off to after you win best group.
I think at the time we'd just accosted you in like some sort of back sort of alley of the awards, and the security gave us a hurry up. They're like, you can't talk to them in the hallway. Just get out. You were invited, though. BFM was invited to the media room.
We had to do some sort of rascally type stuff.
And we said, don't you know who we are and who these people from BFM also are?
Scene created. Now, I didn't catch the email chain. I never do. Have you guys been given any direction into what you'll be playing tonight for your selections for What's Cooking?
We've had our managers choose 5 songs for us.
Based on our personality.
Yeah.
The intern picked one as well.
Sometimes John's like, dinner at the Beth's place or whatever. But is it just like what you guys been digging?
They just said choose 5 songs to play, 5-ish songs to play. So we each chose one, and then I chose an extra one.
Sweet.
Because I'm in charge. So I get twice as many songs as everyone else.
No one's denying that. So we've got in front of us, we've got a bit of a Beth's guest selection going on for the next half hour or so. The Beth's, of course, got a brand new record on the way. I've seen the photo. I just posted one of you guys at Holiday Records. It's an orange record, isn't it? Yeah. New album.
The color of the vinyl portion of the record.
I'm very simple. That just gets me the most excited. I was like, ooh, orange.
It's tangerine, actually.
Shit.
But it looks great.
Mandarins yesterday. I'm so confused.
We got to go down. Went down to where they're pressed down at the Holiday New Zealand Records. Ones are getting pressed down at Holiday Records, and they've got a real fancy machine down there.
No doubt.
They've got a chunky rig.
It's industry standard, basically. Yeah, like that's kind of reassuring.
I understand there's Canadians involved.
Really? Well, they're good people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I always vibe with the Canadian. My
understanding is the machine is a Canadian machine, but it's sort of the gold standard, like it's what Jack White has at Third Man and that sort of carry on.
Yes, this has been verified to us as well. Our understandings are aligned.
Okay. Well, okay, I'll have to look into this. I don't trust everyone. should we kick things off with a track? We have managed to find them all. They're in different places, but is it a specific order, as in the order that was emailed to us?
Nope, just whatever.
What are you
going to
play first?
Whatever you...
Let's go first. And finish.
Okay, I'll go first. I choose the one that I can see already queued up. It's Bicycle Weather by Pickle Darling.
Go home, 'cause my favorite beat is Yoko.
Everybody thinks they're Jolgeon until they actually have to play the tambourine.
Yeah. Oh, Brian Jensen.
Yeah, isn't he like the tambourine dude?
He's the guru.
Hey, now you guys, the Beths that are in here in the studio with us at 95 BFM.
Hello.
The best. You've just announced the show this morning on Breakfast at the Power Station.
Yeah.
In the near future, in July.
Yeah, we actually get to play a real life human, non-internet show. Mm-hmm. Feel very lucky, very happy.
Mm-hmm. Have you played at the Power Station before?
Yeah, a couple times. One time we, but never a headline show. So this is off it. But we played with We played with
the Breeders
and also the, what's the band? They're like, not the Killers. They're
the Kills.
The Kills.
No. So you've opened for not only the Breeders, but also the Pixies.
Yeah.
We've completed the set.
At Spark. So you've met Kim Deal. Did you meet Kim Deal?
Yeah, we did. The Breeders, we did meet the Breeders after the show. They were all so lovely and nice.
Like,
and
amazing. Like, would have yarned about US politics with us all night.
Yeah.
And like, and Kim like bailed Ben up to talk to Ben.
Oh, that was very stressful.
What did you
talk about?
Oh, talking about like pottery. Kim's really into pottery.
How can that be stressful?
No, it's just like, I'll try and be interesting. Try and be interesting.
Right. Fuck.
It's Kim Deal. Jesus. But I didn't know what to do. Just held it together for about 10 minutes. And
longer
like,
than that. You clearly did well.
Should we go see what everyone else is talking about?
That's a good night.
How did it feel to play in Spark? Is that the first time you played in Spark, opening for the Pixies?
We actually also opened for Block Party at Spark.
Jesus Christ, John.
Well, so like
we've $5 all time to get something.
We've all I think played at Spark as well, just in like other like as like session musicians or something like that, or things like that.
Oh, like a musical awards type thing.
Yeah, like I've played trumpet in a like some kind of Silver Scrolls and musical awards things before, and. Mm. I'm sure everybody has as well.
Yeah.
Or like still, private events.
Still pretty cool though.
Oh yeah,
the
very
thing about
cool.
Spark right now, I actually have to give a shout out right now, because the thing about Spark is Tom Anderson from the Whammy Bar.
Yes.
Is running the show down there at the moment.
He's got his own little spaceship basically.
Yeah. And his crew is amazing, and they're the biggest sweethearts in the world.
Yeah.
And
this
plug is going to turn to a double plug, you guys, because. Honestly, I like in previous big shows, as a support band, you kind of get kicked around a little bit by these people. Not Tom's crew. They're super sweet. And there's a place you can go if you want to donate to such people who need help right now.
Okay, let's see what's going on here. Music, classic radio chats.
Music Help Live. Music Helps Live. .co.nz.
It hasn't got long, has it?
No.
That campaign.
Wait, I think that's Save Our Venues. That's Save Our Venues.
That's Save Our Venues. It's all, but yeah,
Music Helps is,
it's on the same buzz. Yeah,
right on.
It's a lot of the crew and stuff like that who are all their work dried up.
Cool, I fucked that plug up. That's good. God damn it. Should we hit a track? Let's get into another one. What were we thinking? This Buck Meek. What can you tell us about Buck Meek? Anyone?
He's the guitarist from Big Thief, and this is. This is an album he's released under his own name. It's the title track off the album, and it's just a little happy place track for me. It's a beautiful pastiche of sort of maybe small town America, and just a really lovely glimpse into an interaction that two people have.
Oh, just a tailspin.
Wasn't it tickly now?
Mistress of the black top. God, who'd you fool to borrow this race car? I can't get it to start again. There's a pigeon in the fan. Would you lend me a hand? We'll push it up to Shamrock and have Joe take a look. They call him Joe by the book, and I trust him. He fixed my grandma's Cadillac. She threw two rocks and didn't even charge her for the block. He accidentally ordered two back in 95. Ain't much to modify. The engine mounts and manifold got the parts in the yard. Even when her car get paid to waste my time. You're the professor of a nickel and dime. I'll see you tomorrow. Say hey to the girls. Would you bring me that shirt I lent you?
Buck Meek. Very nice.
Nice one, Tristan.
Yeah, good choice.
It's a beautiful song, and I like it not only because it's about cars.
Okay, there's other reasons.
It's a contributing factor, but it's also very beautiful.
Right, kind of agree.
Is your one also about cars, Ben?
It's not about cars.
Oh, okay.
There is no theme. Damn it, John. Sometimes it's dinner at someone's house.
Ben, what have you selected this evening?
I've selected a Wendy Eisenberg track. I think it's called Yellow Hand. Is it called Yellow?
Yes. Yeah. I had to dig a little bit deeper for that one.
Yeah, Wendy Eisenberg is a really phenomenal avant-garde kind of improviser, guitarist, songwriter, vocalist who plays in a number of really interesting groups. And this is a record I think she released last year. And the track is just a beautiful,
would you call it a pastiche?
It's a millennial pastiche, and I like it because the chords are real hip, but also the lyrics are really kind of self-referential to the songwriting. You know, it kind of uses the songwriting as a metaphor for one's own life, mm-hmm. and kind of a real interesting way.
Red.
Powerful, man. Okay, let's get it. Asking on-air questions off-air again.
We're in studio with the Beths, who are guest selecting this fine music, and I was just talking to them off air about their last European tour and favourite places to play in Europe, or any great tales from the road in Europe. Do Glasgow. Share.
Glasgow's always a riot.
Where?
Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just good people. We seem to get along. We had a really terrible night, which isn't what you asked, but we like arrived after like the end of an extremely long American tour, which was after already a European tour. We went back to Europe and we flew straight into, I think, Norway or something, and arrived in Oslo, played that night, and then took an overnight train to Trondheim to play a festival the next day.
Which is like one of the great, beautiful train journeys that
you
might want to
do. Right? On the train?
Yeah. You're supposed to sleep. Yeah. The thing is, you're supposed to sleep on the overnight train, and you can't.
Yeah.
And Norway's a horrendously expensive country. So, like, the cost to upgrade to that sleeper car, you know, you just think it can't be worth it.
Just the, like, bus seat style train seats were expensive.
If you've just done an intercontinental flight and a US tour, it's worth it.
But, you know, it was very beautiful driving through that part of Norway at like 4 a.m. I just wish I wasn't.
Was this
awake.
The airport that we went to where there was no seats?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which airport was that?
No loitering at the airport.
No seats.
Incredible
in
sort of.
Maybe.
Incredible flow. Like the architecture was really great and zany, styly, just no seats.
Yeah, could that have been Copenhagen?
It seemed very hostile. I hated it.
Hostile for leisure.
You should be able to sit in an airport.
Favorite outdoor European festival to play at?
Rocky. Now, what about that one we played?
End of the Road, I really liked.
End of the Road was your favorite? Okay.
For vibe, yeah.
All right. What about Pickle Pop? No, not Pickle Pop. I was thinking of
Best Kept Secret. Which was in the Netherlands.
That was cool.
Nijmegen.
Oh, Hilvarenbeek.
Hilvarenbeek, yeah.
Yeah.
John was saying you guys are planning a tour. Like, you're planning your tours, obviously, heaps in advance because you guys are just on a 45-degree trajectory, basically. So things are getting more full on. How far in advance are you booking stuff? And obviously, like, the stuff that you're booking, you're just hoping that it works out with what's going on with the world at the moment?
Well, normally you're already booking things like at least 6 months in advance, usually more. But at the moment now, it's like, it's more like 12 just because. So we've just, like we've announced tours, dates for Europe in like April, May next year. But that's like, you know.
If it happens.
It's not impossible.
Yeah.
But it's hopeful.
I feel like New Zealand kind of snapped out of it kind of quick, apart from like, Old Mates just appeared the other day and had two cases, but kind of feels like it finishes up faster than it, you know, when you're going in it feels fast as well. I don't know, it's a strange thing. It's like things are just fine all of a sudden.
We've got a very different lens on it down here you know, like we're like, oh, we're done and dusted with that now, but a couple of weeks ago I spoke to Krungbin and I was like, you know, in my mind I was like, oh, coronavirus is behind us, and I spoke to them over there in the US about it, and they're like, no, we're right in the thick of this.
Yeah, we have like a lot of friends and stuff that we know that are over there, and you talk to them and you're like, how does it look? And they're just like, no, not anytime soon. No gigs anytime soon. Just doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, some people in America are kind of like talking about second waves.
Yeah.
As if the first wave stopped.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
We're still in the water, man.
Yeah, it's still in the water, still boiling.
Hey, someone's asking if you guys are going to do any all-ages shows.
Big plans too. I think the Power Station show isn't.
We tried to make a Power Station show that had all-ages upstairs, but they wouldn't let us do it.
But I'm sure someone's done that before.
It has happened and can happen.
Yeah.
And it needs more pressure needs to be put on them to do it more.
Okay.
But
here we are.
We will definitely do all-ages shows,
and we're
planning to do a more extensive tour later in the year and make as much of it all-ages as we possibly can. Because it's not just, like, 17-year-olds. It's also people who want to bring their, like...
This person's 15. Young,
or younger, you know. We get quite a few dads and daughters.
Mm. That's fucking beautiful, though, right? I mean, come on. That's great. Okay, let's get another song. Get back to it. We go click.
What are we feeling?
Play my one.
What was your one?
It's the Go-Betweens track.
Ah, yes, okay.
Yeah. Aussie.
Australia.
Apology accepted. Hope you don't mind, I've gone with a remaster. I know that.
No. I prefer it.
Perfect. Go-Betweens. I'm not really initiated with the Go-Betweens, but just got a little crash course from everybody in the room. Apparently they blew up in England, John says.
They're a cool band.
For Australians, I'm really.
Well, they've got a familial connection to the Goonsacks, also in a great band.
It's hard to dislike that.
Yeah.
That
the Goonsacks is one of the kids,
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Fuck, on the bleachers there. Isn't that one of their kids?
It's a kid.
We are in here with the Beths, by the way. So they're selecting some tracks for us. This is kind of a fun time of the week for us where we get to take sort of some time off and let some other people take the wheel. We do have one more track, I believe.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Officially?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
Rosie Tucker.
Rosie Tucker.
Do tell.
Rosie Tucker is they're an artist from, well, I don't know if they're from LA, but based in LA. They're a non-binary artist, and they make great songs that make me feel really sad. And this one's called Ambrosia. It's got a great line about Cool Whip, like cover dish and chill for a while, that I think is just great.
I don't think I've ever tried Cool Whip.
Me neither. Well, just, yeah, I've had canned cream. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Is it like cream fresh? Like, I don't think I've ever tried that.
It's
consciously,
like,
I don't think I've tried that, but I bet you have eaten it these times. You know?
It's like fluffy butter or something. Like, it doesn't melt into cream. It melts into, like, a clear kind of fat.
It sounds like it's in the sort of squeezy cheese situation. Yeah. Like that kind
it
of
sounds like as margarine is to butter, silly terrible. String silly string is to Cool Whip.
Okay.
Should we get it?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Tank top, middle of all.
That's Rosie Tucker, Ambrosia. Very nice.
Great song.
Mm. Shit, she's got a good voice.
They.
Shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Great voice.
Still true.
If you've just joined us, we've had the Beths in the studio for the last half an hour, guest selecting some music. Brand new record on the way. Do we have a date for when the record will arrive on shelves and be available on streaming services?
So officially, the record comes out July 10th. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The day before you guys play Power Session.
That's right. So people got, you got 24 hours to really.
So you'll have the record at the show? Hopefully.
Yeah.
And through process of questions, the Orange Records or the Tangerine Records are special to New Zealand. Is it Tangerine or Mandarin?
There's a Tangerine run in the States as well. There's a yellow run and a red run for just specific places that are we'll buy 600 records. Yeah. But you need to make it a special color for us.
Is that a thing?
No.
We'll do that if you make it a special color for us.
Well, it kind of makes it more
subscription, vinyl subscription services and stuff.
Mm, right. Mm,
or the Rough Trade Record Club and things like that.
Yeah, Rough Trade. They sometimes make pretty big orders, so
they have a lot of clout.
Oh yeah, so you can go. Oh yeah, just for you, we'll do a big run of a certain color.
It's interesting. The people of New Zealand get their own pressing as well.
Yeah, no, that's the cool part.
It's locally made New Zealand only pressing.
There is a cute little picture of you guys at Holiday Records holding up, I'm going to say orange.
Tangerine. Tangerine, mate.
Tangelo.
Tangelo. Oh, sorry.
Strong pastel orange.
We can't take a phone call, sorry caller, nobody's got headphones on. We're sharing microphones as well, it's very convenient.
Okay, so just to reiterate, the Beths at the Power Station, Saturday the 11th of July, tickets on sale this Friday.
Oh, I think, are the tickets not on sale? Oh, whoops, I thought they were on sale.
If they're not already on sale.
They will be.
There will be soon.
Right, they have to be. Gosh. Like you said, it's a quick turnaround.
I'm panicking.
Nah,
we need tickets on sale.
What's today, Thursday? Yeah.
Oh, well. Safe to say they'll be on sale after a stern phone call.
Is there support? Have we asked those questions?
Support's not just announced yet. GBC.
We've got to ask the pressing questions. What's this? Tickets on sale Friday? Yeah. Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you.
Creative coming in.
Hi, Amelia. Yeah.
We've got your new single queued up. What can you tell us about this new song?
Out of Sight. It's called Out of Sight. It's one of our faves, is that fair to say? I don't know.
Yeah, it's my fave.
I mean, we have no faves, obviously, except for this one, because all the songs are great. But I think it's kind of an emotional song. I hate talking about songs. I'm really bad at it. It's just it's about I guess friendship.
You're talking all through the song.
I am talking all through the song, exactly. And that's what the lyrics are what the song's about. It's I don't know, relationships with people are complicated and not just romantic relationships, but friendships and family and stuff, and I think it's kind of about that.
Okie dokie. Beths, thank you so much for giving us your time this evening. It's always a pleasure. We're really proud of you, obviously, and just keep on kicking ass.
Thanks, great to be here at BFM.
Thanks.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.